What separates transformational CEOs from those who struggle for years with minimal progress? When Bill Kennedy stepped into Phoenix Industrial Technologies, a struggling $700 million conglomerate, he didn't just have experience, he had a system. Within just 863 days, he increased sales to over $1 billion and profits from $70 million to $175 million, a staggering 150% growth. His secret? A methodical approach centered on the 80-20 principle, where just 20% of efforts produce 80% of results. This isn't mere business theory. It's a revolutionary operating system for profitable growth that has transformed companies across industries. Even Jeff Bezos at Amazon and Warren Buffett embrace this philosophy. In a business world obsessed with innovation, sometimes the most powerful tool is simply knowing where to focus. Growing up in a double-wide trailer in rural North Carolina, Kennedy found transformation through Navy service, which taught him leadership, technology, and crucially, the power of process. This lesson crystallized during his first solo flight when thermal winds shot his plane up 200 feet during landing. Despite panic, the landing process he'd been drilled on unfolded in his mind step by step, enabling a safe landing. This insight became foundational to his business approach. As Phoenix's new CEO, he immediately recognized the problem: systems designed for an operation one-eighth its current size. Kennedy implemented his Profitable Growth Operating System, PGOs, beginning with a systematic 3L tour: listening, learning, and leveraging through meetings with key managers. What distinguishes Kennedy's approach is his disciplined focus on what matters. Like Admiral Jim Stockdale, who survived as a POW by maintaining belief in ultimate success while confronting brutal reality, Kennedy embraces what Jim Collins called the Stockdale paradox: never losing confidence in eventual success while facing current reality, however harsh. Every successful transformation requires a clear definition of success. The unaimed arrow never misses, but it also never hits anything worthwhile. Success must be visualized and quantified, like Edison's clear phonograph drawing that enabled his machinist to build it without explanation. The best leaders present compelling visions with pragmatic clarity, enabling everyone to understand and execute the strategy. Successful execution requires mastering two distinct cognitive approaches: divergent thinking, generating multiple ideas, and convergent thinking, focusing on finding a single solution. Though many executives claim to value outside-the-box thinking, successful businesses need both. Apple's success came from both Steve Jobs' divergent vision and Steve Wozniak's convergent implementation skills. Rather than viewing these as fixed personality traits, Kennedy treats them as tools to be used appropriately in different situations. The key insight is that these approaches should be used sequentially rather than simultaneously. First brainstorm, divergent, to generate ideas, then analyze, convergent, to make decisions. This prevents creative thinking from being immediately shot down by analytical objections or analysis being constantly interrupted by new ideas. At the core of Kennedy's system lies the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. This universal principle applies to virtually every business activity. The true value lies not in observation, but application, moving from measurement to improvement by identifying the vital 20% and redirecting resources accordingly. Kennedy's approach begins with creating quartiles, dividing products or customers into four equal groups based on sales data. To address the limitations of one-dimensional analysis, he creates quads, a 2x2 matrix where products and customers are designated as A, those making up 80% of sales, or B, the rest. This creates four quadrants with dramatically different strategic importance. This segmentation enables simplification, reducing complexity in areas critical to business success. The greatest growth opportunity lies in selling more A products to more A customers. like General MacArthur, who bypassed heavily fortified Japanese islands to focus on key strategic targets, businesses must be willing to eliminate unprofitable products and customers. Though counterintuitive, this discrimination isn't unfair. It's strategic. A business cannot thrive by devoting 80% of resources to the bottom 20% of products and customers. When taking over a struggling business, the first 100 days are critical. Kennedy calls this initial period the stub year, focused on earning the right to grow through four critical steps. Step one involves setting the goal, determining what EBITDA you need to deliver your target return. Step two focuses on creating the strategy within 30 days of setting goals using the 80-20 principle to quickly identify what's producing 80% of revenue. Step three, around 70 days in, involves reorganizing the company. Change is hard, but necessary. Expecting different results without structural changes is insanity. Step four, at the 100-day mark, launches the company-wide goal, strategy, and execution plan. Communication sits at the heart of the first 100 days. Like Roosevelt's fireside chats, Kennedy holds regular town halls where executives and managers gather. This 100-day plan launches a longer-term strategy spanning 3 to 5 years, with each year having a distinct focus: simplification, profitable growth, doubling down on what works, polishing success, and finally achieving the flywheel effect. The most powerful tool in the 80-20 toolkit is simplification through focused segmentation. Businesses should identify only the essential elements and invest resources only in what is optimally productive. McDonald's discovered this when they found that bigger is better doesn't apply to menus. Customers were overwhelmed by too many choices, creating bottlenecks and dissatisfaction. For handling B products and customers, Kennedy offers the Dirty Dozen simplification toolbox, with tactics like stopping discounts for B customers, eliminating sales commissions on them, requiring upfront payment, setting minimum order requirements, and implementing significant price increases. Beyond segmenting customers and products, sometimes the business itself needs segmentation. When a company evolves into a collection of dissimilar businesses, separating them into smaller, specialized units allows better resource allocation and tailored approaches. Kennedy also recommends a thought experiment called Zero Up, imagining what your company would look like if you served only your top 20% of customers. This reveals how disproportionate resource allocation to B customers dilutes your ability to serve high-performing customers. Every business implementing this system requires three key leaders, like a three-legged stool: the visionary, the prophet, and the operators. The visionary, typically the CEO, makes firm decisions while remaining open to modification based on new information. Like an air traffic controller who must get the picture, the visionary sees the business within its dynamic context, focusing on real-life progress rather than abstract perfection. The prophet, often the COO, interprets and implements the visionary strategy through training and mentoring. This internal evangelist prevents executives from regressing to individual practices and transforms others into evangelists themselves. Operators, typically company presidents, run the day-to-day business. They don't set strategy or master implementation tools, but they know their companies intimately and execute within their domains. When these three roles work in harmony, extraordinary results follow. The 80-20 CEO approach is a comprehensive system for transforming business performance by aligning strategy, structure, and execution around the critical few activities that drive the majority of results. By focusing relentlessly on what truly matters, even struggling businesses can achieve remarkable turnarounds in surprisingly short timeframes.